The House and Senate meeting today on New Year's Eve as Congress and the White House struggle to reach a deal to avert the economy's fall off the fiscal cliff. We're joined by Peter Morici, economist with the University of Maryland School of Business. Peter, welcome. We're at the 11th hour, which I guess is somewhat predictable. Congress always seems to wait to the last minute. Does it seem as if we're going to get some sort of less ambitious, modest deal to avoid going off the cliff?
Well, if we get a deal, it's going to be modest, and it probably will do little to solve our deficit problems. The Democrats will get their long sought after higher taxes on upper income Americans. They'll draw the line someplace between 250 and 500. But they won't do anything to reduce the deficit because they're going to turn around and spend that money on unemployment benefits and a few other things. Unfortunately, this will calm markets in the near term, but it'll send a message to folks like Moody's, who are evaluating their rating on U.S. bonds, that the United States is not serious about solving its deficit problems.
Peter, there's always the possibility that they won't reach an agreement in the 11th hour. We've seen an inability in recent years to strike compromise. What if these automatic cuts and tax hikes kick in?
Well, we'll have a big recession, but it might be better in the long run to do that, simply because then the Democrats will have to negotiate with the Republicans spending cuts. If we raise everybody's taxes by 50%, we only cut the deficit by 50%. And nobody can foresee or could possibly stomach a 50% increase in everybody's income tax. That tells us we have to cut spending in ways that Nancy Pelosi and others have been unwilling to entertain. It's that simple. Spending is really a big problem. We can talk about how much taxes Americans should pay, but not only are they unwilling to pay for as much money as they're right now getting, they really can't possibly afford it. They simply have to do something about the retirement age, health care, things like that. And a crisis might actually bring us to that point.
Peter, the payroll tax, the Social Security and a Medicare 2 percentage point cut we've been enjoying the past year, that seems about to go away.
Oh, absolutely. That's a done deal. Even the Democrats who don't want to raise taxes on ordinary working folks recognize that we have to let that go away so we can adequately finance Social Security. Even with that going away, Social Security is in deficit this year. We have to do something about Social Security long term, and the long run never seems to come.
Peter, great to have you on.
Take care.
Peter Morici, economist with the University of Maryland School of Business.